With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Authorities are looking for a Colorado woman who is suspected of killing her children.
Police say on December 19th, they answered a burglary call in Colorado Springs and found the bodies of a 9-year-old girl and 7-year-old boy. An 11-year-old girl was found injured, along with 35-year-old Kimberly Singler, the children's mother. Singler and the 11-year-old were taken to a local hospital. And as the investigation unfolded, police say they determined that the initial report of a burglary was unfounded. Singler was last seen December 24th. An arrest warrant was issued 2 days later, and the FBI is helping in the search. I'm Donna Water.
A 14-year-old California boy who told police an intruder attacked his family has now been arrested on suspicion of killing his parents and severely wounding his 11-year-old sister. Also at SRNnews.com, South Africa launching a case at the UN's top court accusing Israel of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza and asking the court to order Israel to halt its attack.
South Africa's submission to the International Court of Justice alleges that acts and omissions by Israel are genocidal in character, with the intent to destroy Palestinians in Gaza as part of the broader Palestinian national, racial, and ethnic group. South Africa has been a fierce critic of Israel's military campaign in Gaza and has compared Israel's policies regarding Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank with South Africa's past apartheid regime of racial segregation.
For the second time this month, the Biden administration bypassing Congress to approve an emergency weapon sale to Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken telling Congress he made that determination, covering $147 million. This is SRN News. Voters in South Dakota may decide to, quote, neutralize their constitution. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
On Election Day 2024, an amendment will be on the ballot that would require that the state charter be rewritten with gender-neutral language. 9 other states, including California, Maine, New York, and Rhode Island, have all written their constitutions of any reference to gender, specifically the male gender. If voters approve the amendment, South Dakota would be the first Midwestern state to neutralize its constitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In an unprecedented show of resistance against Pope Francis, Catholic bishops in numerous countries say they will not implement the new Vatican policy allowing blessings for same-sex couples. Many are fiercely criticizing it, one bishop describing the policy as a hidden evil. This is SRN News. Migrant crossings at the U.S. southern border reportedly breaking a record for monthly encounters as President Biden's administration talking amnesty with Mexico. The numbers capping a year at the southern border where multiple records have been repeatedly set.
According to news reports, agents from U.S. Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, have taken over 275,000 migrants into custody so far in December, making it the highest month on record already. The number includes illegal immigrants encountered between ports of entry and migrants entering at ports of entry via the CBP One app. The previous record was set in September when officials saw nearly 270,000 encounters. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Wall Street Friday stocks were slightly lower. More details at SRNnews.com.